touched on this. He was really, really humiliated by it.
Yeah.
So maybe he's dealing with that.
Well, you know, if we get time today, I've got this clip of Chris talking about this incident that happened as a kid and how it affected him. Briefly, before we go to Mark Jordan and Amy Sky, because they're standing by. You know, there was a time years ago when I was, you know, dipping my foot into the conspiracy world, and I ran into somebody that basically turned me off from the whole thing because I found the real thing ridiculous. Like, I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, there was all these inconsistencies about 9/11, and even you you found the Kennedy thing fascinating, like a lot of people do. But it's like, you know, there's a difference between being somewhat interested in it and how things work, and then these people. So I got, and I've told this person, leave me alone, I'm not interested, I have no time for all of this. But but they sent me something. And here's their blog entry. For those who haven't figured it out yet, the Will Smith Chris Rock PSYOP was designed to raise a manufactured alopecia awareness campaign. As you may know, Pfizer BioNTech sponsors the Oscars. They also recently announced a new drug to treat alopecia. P.S. Vaccines cause hair loss. and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Life is way too short to see that much intrigue. And all of that may be true. The part may be true. Pfizer may be starting an alopecia campaign, and they do sponsor the Oscars. So it's like these people. So those two things are true. So the third thing must be true, that the whole thing was staged to raise awareness for alopecia to increase Pfizer's. They call it. There's a phrase I read in the article called it's like disease PR. And anyway, so that's what these.
Yeah. It must suck to live that way.
Yeah.
And the problem with these people and that guy in particular, who I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Everything that happens has a conspiracy attached to it. Like,
yes.
What kind of what do you do sit in your excuse me,
that's all right,
what do you do, sit in your condo all day long and just think the walls are closing in on your son? Like everything that happens on Earth, there's some kind of a conspiracy. Somebody's out to get the masses. Like, I what a horrible way to live.
I agree. I that's kind of why I bring it up. Like, it's one thing to sort of find the world fascinating and know that there are things going on behind the scenes. But what you just said is why I brought it up. Really? So Pfizer's a sponsor. They have an alopecia campaign. So you think that fight was staged and they're in on it and et cetera, et cetera. And I was going to, you know, type back or message back, but I can't be bothered. What I was going to say is when you find the proof. Absolute. When this is on the CBS News, then we'll get started again. In the meantime, let's get these folks settled.
Although, you know, CBS would never report that because Pfizer's a sponsor.
That's right. You know that. And the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are controlling everything. There she is. There's Amy Sky. Hi, Amy Sky. Oh, look who she's.